So the Messiah could suddenly appear in the temple. They came back. Jerusalem is established. So the Lord Jesus could be crucified for us on the cross. So according to God's will, it's not because they wandered to Babylon that the will of God cannot be fulfilled. Now we understand. Now these folks came back from Babylon. So the book of Malachi shows us from the return of Babylon until the Lord's first coming, the condition. So now we know how the scribes and the Pharisees they started. So now we understand. Why did people say crucify him, crucify him? So these scribes, when they came back, how come they did not come worship the Lord? They did return to Jerusalem. But amazingly, so they should have returned for Messiah's sake. So they should come back because of the Messiah. But when the Messiah really came, they were not ready. They had no response.
不要忘记,
don't forget. So this is before the Lord's first return. The condition of then we know. During the time of our Lord, Judaism was formed. So before God and man, there was a living relationship. Now there is Judaism. Why is there Judaism? Because now you come back to Jerusalem. They rebuilt the temple. So the priest started to fulfill their role. So those who worshipped, there was only one thing missing. So they returned from Babylon. In the time of Babylon, they had the synagogue. At that time, there was no temple. But now you can study the Bible. Even though you had no king and no priest, now they had prophets. So then they had scribes. So now it's clear they could study the Bible. There's no temple. But now the light was brighter. Now they can return. Thank the Lord. So the scribes came back. Those who understood the Bible returned. Now they had the temple.
They had clergy. They had worshippers.
And it adds theology. What is theology? You have to have a doctrinal basis for religion. So the problem is this. How do you know this is Judaism? In the past, there was no basis for Judaism. They had the Bible. The Bible is living. Rarely did people explain the Bible. Now who's going to explain the Bible? The scribes. So now you understand. Not only is the Bible, also there's interpretation of the Bible. This is what the Lord has spoken of the tradition of men. So remember, on the one you have the Bible, on the one you have interpretation. So the Bible plus tradition is, well, according to today's interpretation, is theology. Now because you have theology, Judaism has formed. Before our Lord's first return, after Malachi, you saw Judaism was formed. So when you study the book of Malachi, therefore Judaism to be formed, there must have been a process. So when you study Malachi, you're clear. God said, I've loved you. So when have you loved me? God said, you look down upon my table. So where have we done that? Brothers and sisters, you understand? God spoke and man spoke. Why did God speak and man speak? Because when God speaks, it represents the Bible. When man speaks, it's God, man's interpretation of God's word. But now it's amazing. Now when God speaks and man speaks, so God is not just speaking, man is speaking as well. So when God said, so if the earlier tears covered the altar, then God will not accept that offering. These who know how to study the Bible, these priests, they should have knowledge from their mouth. They should have the law of the Lord. They interpret the Bible. What the Bible say? Say why? Why can others ask why? They cannot ask why. So now God showed them. God's purpose is fulfilled in a house. So it's a husband and a wife. Why a husband and a wife? This is a happy family. Why did God not create two Adams? Why is not now multi husbands and multi wives? Because God wants a sanctified descendant. Let us remember. You cannot just have offspring. So are these offspring godly? So God uses the marriage as the sphere. That boundary is within the boundary of the marriage. So if you cross that border, you can have offspring, but it's not a godly offspring. So it's very clear. So when you speak about God's world, it has much to do with family. But the problem is this. Those who believe in homosexuality, they don't even have offspring. So now we know what is the will of God, what is not the will of God.
结果然后你看见那些这个你看见在这个马拉基书里面
So in the book of Malachi,
你看你读到第二章第十七节的时候
Chapter 2 verse 17,
你们用言语反所耶和华。
You have wearied the Lord with your words.
你们还说我们在何事上反所？
Yet you say, how have we wearied him?
因为你们说,
in that you say,
凡行恶的耶和华眼看为善,
everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
并且他喜悦他们,
and he delights in them.
这是怎么回事?
What happened?
这不是今天的光景吗?
Is it the condition of today?
这不是给我们看见在主回来以前,
so before the Lord's return,
就好像在第一次弥赛亚来以前,
so just like before the Lord's first return,
马拉基所说的情形就是教会的情形,
the thing that Malachi described was the condition of the church.
在主耶稣第一次回来以前,
before the Lord's first coming,
你看见有犹太教,
there was Judaism.
为什么犹太也变成宗教了?
How come Judaism became a religion? They have the temple.
有圣职人员,
they have administrators.
有这 clergy. 那有 worshippers. 有敬拜的人, 那最后他们有神学,
and then they have theology.
这就叫做犹太教,
this is Judaism.
但同样的,
but at the same time,
自从教会,
since the church has been deported to Babylon,
是马丁路德加文把我们带回到耶路撒冷,
now Martin Luther and John Calvin brought us back to Jerusalem.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这一段的时间的故事,
the story of this period,
再度回来以前的故事,
and the story before the Lord's return,
就是马拉基所预言的,
this is prophesied by Malachi.
神属地的子民是怎样,
God, however, God's earthly people,
在主回来以前,
before the Lord returns, his heavenly people will be such. So we see it very clearly.
到了甲文, 起来写这个 institution of religion, Christian religion 的时候,
so when John Calvin wrote the institution of Christian religion,
不要忘记, 当初他是为着
So he was defending the gospel. He wants to tell the world that we are for what we believe. But we know that was the first systematic theology. He didn't want to just be a scholar. He just wants to prove what we believe. So we know. So now you have a meeting place.
有了神职的人,
you have the clergy.
又有敬拜的人,
you have worshippers.
所以基督教就形成,
so Christianity was formed.
基督教就诞生了,
Christianity was born.
到了1949年,
1947年的时候, so there was another systematic theology.
那是属于时代派 dispensationalist.
And this the dispensationalist.
那么这个好像跟弟兄会的神学有关系。
It's very related to the brethren movement.
所以现在很明显的,
so it's very clear.
在基督教里面好像有两部系统神学。
In Christianity there were two systematic theologies.
我们知道犹太就有两个形式。
So the nation of Israel had two forms.
一个是圣殿的形式,
one is the one after the temple.
所以你进到圣殿里面，你看见一切充满了礼仪，充满了ritual.
When you come into the temple, you see ritualism.
有一些program.
There are certain programs.
然后来到这个聚会，来敬拜神的时候.
When you come worship God,
有所谓liturgy.
There is liturgy.
他们有一个程序要来崇拜.
So there is a program for you to follow to worship.
所以请大家记得,
so brothers, this is
remember, 如果读教会历史的话,
if you study the church history,
无论是路德会,
no matter Lutheran,
无论是Church of England,
or Church of England,
无论是长老会,
or Presbyterian,
或者是行道会,
or
Methodist, 你看见他们很明显的
So they have the templism.
你每次来到聚会的时候,
so whenever you come to the
meeting,
as if you come to the temple.
所以很清楚的,
so very clear.
这个很明显的给我们看见这就是圣经里面所说的
So this is the church's starters mentioned in the Bible. Church has started to show us we have to come before the presence of God.
但是慢慢的,
but slowly, because there were the Anabaptists, there were the Anabaptists, there were the Pietists, the Quakers,
and
the brethren,
他们给我们看见说,
They showed us that the Word of God is the Word of God. They come before the presence of God. They don't focus on the outward. Brethren don't even have pastors. So for the Quakers, they just need a meeting place. Anabaptists said we don't have to love the world. So the world and the church should be separated. So brothers and sisters, their focus is on the Word of God. They don't focus on the practice outside. So that form is the synagogue format. So when you study the church at Laodicea, especially when the Lord returns, So the form of synagogue surpasses that of the temple. Why are there so many mega churches? So they did a statistic. So people are tired of this ritualism of the temple. They want to have something real. Have the word of God. Have experience.
所以这就是后来给我们看见整个主回来以前教会的光景。
So before the Lord's return, the Lord showed us this condition.
所以现在我们非常的清楚。
So now we're very clear.
当我们来到主要回来以前,
before the Lord's return,
你看见这就是什么呢? 这就是 马利亚拉基所给我们看。So
this is what's shown in the book of Malachi.
因为马拉基第三章,
because Malachi chapter
3
says that the Lord will suddenly appear in the temple.
那是第一次来,
that's his first coming.
那么主来的有谁能当他的喜呢?
So who can bear when the Lord comes?
这只是主第二次来,
this is the Lord's second coming.
所以很明显的,
so very clearly,
这里的预言是围绕这两个焦点在那转,
this prophecy surrounds us two foci.
如果讲的主第一次来,
the first coming of the Lord,
那么这个就是我从
So from Malachi until the Lord's return, the condition of people is
now we understand
why when the Lord comes, there are not too many who welcome him back. Only Mary, only Joseph, Simeon, Anna,
只有伊丽莎白，Elizabeth， 只有撒迦利亚，Zechariah，只有约翰，
John，
只有主的门徒，and
the Lord's disciples，
还有几个博士，
and some Magi，
还有牧羊的人，
and some shepherds，
他们迎接我们主，they
welcome the Lord's coming，
大起的人，
most people，
他们有知识，
they have the knowledge，
对他们来讲，弥赛亚有一天要来。
For them, the Messiah will come one day.
他们从来没有想到弥赛亚就是升起来的。